Bottom three, all right-handed bats. Tommy Golbranson at short, Joey Bezidlo at second, and Christian Webb to do the catching. It will be Nick Perry making his first start of the season after having 13 relief appearances since opening day. Landon Victorian, the right-hander committed to the University of Oklahoma, will oppose Perry on the other side for Green Bay, and their lineup is as follows. Leading off at third base is Lane Allen. Sam Miller will hit second at short. Taylen Adderley out of the three-hole will play second base. And just like yesterday, Jake Bould will clean things up as the designated hitter. 5-6 spots in Chris Kreplin's order, both left-handed bats. That is the right fielder Nick Harms and the first baseman Mateo Matthews. Blade Carver will hit seventh and do the catching. He played first yesterday and hit his second home run of the season. Did not see the eight or nine hitters in the lineup yesterday for Green Bay, that being the left fielder Peyton Mansfield and the center fielder from Ole Miss, Seth Farney. Raptors at 16 and 14 in the second half entering action today, and 31 and 32 overall. Green Bay at 15 and 12 in the second half, 29 wins and 34 losses overall in the campaign entering today. A first pitch just 5 minutes away for the final time this season between these two clubs at Capital Credit Union Park. Rats and Rockers coming up next on WFHR.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park.
with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning...
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
8-2 leading things off here this afternoon in Ashwaubenon Rafters baseball on WFHR. We are underway at Capital Credit Union Park. The first delivery from Landon Victorian fouled away. Annie Ockham for Rafters Radio on WFHR, thanking you so much for hanging out and spending your Sunday afternoon here with us. Right-hander's 0-1 delivery misses upstairs. Rafters have seen Victorian this season. Right-hander from Lake Charles, Louisiana, made his Northwoods League and Green Bay debut back on July 5th. Worked two innings of one-hit scoreless ball at historic Witter Field. 1-1 fastball missing up and away. Count now 2 balls and a strike on Teal. Aiden's 9th home run of the season came yesterday in the second inning, a 3-run blast capping off a 5-run frame for your Rafters. Fortunately, an 8-6 defeat here in Game 1 of the series. 2-1 breaking ball fouled back to the screen, count evens up here on the Mahwah, New Jersey kid. After today, only one more road game the rest of the season. That is Thursday night, 6:35 at Hare Baker Field in Fond du Lac. This is the last non-6:35 game of the campaign as well. Victorians 2-2. Fastball, foul tip into the glove of Blade Carver for strike three. Once again, defensively behind Victorian here this afternoon. Peyton Mansfield in left, Seth Varney in center, Nick Harms in right. On the left side of the infield featuring Lane Allen at third and Sam Miller at short. Dalen Adderley will play second base. Mateo Matthews, the Wagner product, will play first, and Carver to do the catching. The batter is Jorge Degatti. Two-hit game yesterday for the Nova Southeastern product, singling in innings 1-9. First pitch breaking ball swung on and missed. Victorian on the season, 4 games pitched in. He's got a 1-0 record and 14 2/3 innings tossed. He's allowed just 1 earned run, that in his last outing against Wausau. An ERA of a .61 and a 1.16 whip so far. The 0-1 pitch. Dribbled foul down the third baseline, count nothing and two. That was an 11-8 victory from Athletic Park on July 28th for Victorian. Went 5 innings, allowed 2 hits, 1 earned run, walked 4, struck out 7. He's got 7 punch-outs in each of his last 2 appearances. Looking to get his 2nd of the frame and the ball game right here on Jorge Degatti, the 0-2. Breaking ball popped up. That'll escape the deck and head foul just above us. Count remains 0-2. The returning Rafter at third base today is Degatti. When we get to the home half of the first, we'll introduce the Rafter, or reintroduce the Rocker, 1-9. Got a little bit of extra time on the pregame show today to go through the starting lineups. It'll be Nick Perry, the right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo, making his first start of the summer. 0-2 misses upstairs. Plenty of people filing, and a great afternoon for baseball in Ashwaubenon. These two teams will meet 2 more times after today, both at historic Witter Field, Friday and Saturday to close out the regular season. Victorians 1-2. This is downstairs with a fastball to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Degatti playing in his 51st game of the season, nearing 200 at-bats. At 184 right now, he's a .293 hitter. The 2-2. Popped up, straight back, it'll escape the field of play and head foul. Couple left-handers awaiting after Degatti, that being Orlando Lordoy and Chris Arroyo. Rafters in their maroon road uniforms today with gray trousers. In the specialty uniforms on the Green Bay side, they're wearing the white on the left side of the sleeves and predominantly red with white bottoms and blue trim. It's the 2-2 breaking ball, tapped foul right out in front of the Green Bay dugout. Be the Minnesota Mud Puppies coming to Winterfield tomorrow. The 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League. Another 2-2, the payoff from Victorian. Breaking ball hit in the air. That'll find the seats right behind the third base dugout. Good fight here from Degatti in his first plate appearance of the ball game. Driving up that pitch count of Victorian. Being a 3:05 game yesterday, we were really the only game going on for a while in the Northwoods League. It's the only non-6:30 or 6:05 Saturday night game the Rafters have played this season. So we'll have plenty of Northwoods League scoreboard updates to go through as well throughout the course of this game today. The next 2-2, he got him swinging on a high fastball. Two up, two down, both by way of the K for Landon Victorian here in the top of the first, and it'll bring up Orlando Lordoy.
Right fielder, number 13, Orlando Lordoy.
Lordoy did not record a hit yesterday out of the three spots serving as the DH, but he did reach twice. Was hit by a pitch in that lengthy second inning and reached on a fielder's choice in the ninth. Victorian looking to go three up, three down here in the first. At one point committed to LSU, now going to be an Oklahoma Sooner this fall. See, first pitch to Lordoy, fouled back off the glove of the catcher, Blade Carver. Victorian just threw his 15th pitch of the inning, so a good lengthy at-bat there for Jorge Degatti to drive up the pitch count of the young man. We've had two high school graduates of 2024 start in this series alone. As the 0-1 fastball misses outside. Had Noah Marschke yesterday from Stevens Point. Five perfect innings before being roughed up in the sixth. The 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed. That one darting down. Good movement on the two-seamer from Victorian. Count now a ball and two strikes on the Panama City native. Lordoy calling time to our home plate umpire. That today being Ryan Stark. Same crew as yesterday. The crew chief down the first baseline is Jeremy Brooks. Henry Schmielwitz, who was behind the plate yesterday afternoon, is down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The bases are empty. The next pitch from Victorian. Fouled straight back, a heavy heater that Lordoy was just able to get a piece of. The loss yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids put him 5.5 out of the second half first place spot, leaving little room for error in terms of trying to make that push to win the second half division this last week of the season. 1-2. Fastball in the air, right center field. Farney giving chase in along with Harms. It's going to drop in between them. It's a one-out single for Orlando Lordoy here in the top of the first inning. Chris Arroyo reached the bags twice yesterday. Both in the first two innings, was hit by a pitch in inning one and singled in the second. Hit his sixth home run of the season against Kalamazoo in that doubleheader at home on Friday. Victorian out of the stretch, first base side of the rubber comes set. The first delivery to Arroyo misses up and away. So five of the final six Rafter games this season to be played back home at Witter Field. Excited to see what that crowd is going to look like in those five games as the 1-0 foul back by Arroyo. Three straight at home, that Thursday road game in Fondy, and then this home series with Green Bay Friday and Saturday. Crazy to see how fast time goes. Victorian set, 16 on the pitch clock, the 1-1. It on the ground, backhanded by the first baseman, Mateo Matthews. He'll take it to the bag himself to retire the side. Rafters get a two-out single from Orlando Lordoy, but they leave him out on the bases. Nick Perry to the mound. His first start of the summer when we return for the bottom of the first inning right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Nick Perry on the mound, bottom of the first inning in Ashwaubenon. Rafters Baseball from Capital Credit Union Park on WFHR. The Little Elm, Texas native from Colorado State Pueblo has thrown in 13 ball games this season, all out of the bullpen. The last week of the season, a lot of starters leaving town for the summer. It requires Mike Spears to dig deep into his bullpen to put together these final six games. First pitch to Lane Allen, fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher, Christian Webb. Andy Ockham on locally grown radio back for yet another time this season, another day, another game of Rafters baseball in the Northwoods League. The 0-1 from Perry, high heater, hit on a line to short. That is Tommy Gulbranson to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Buchanan in left, Teal in center, Lordoy in right. Jorge Degatti at third, as I just mentioned, Tommy Gulbranson at short. Joey Bizidlo matches with Gulbranson up the middle at second base, and Cashel Duggar for the first time this season over at first. Christian Webb to do the catching. In Perry's 13 appearances this season, a 1-2 record with two saves and 17 and a third innings pitched. A 9.35 ERA for the right-hander and a 2.37 whip. Last workday, scoreless inning, facing one over the minimum at home on Friday in that 7-1 loss in Game 2 of the doubleheader against Kalamazoo. First pitch to Sam Miller, hit on the ground to second. Charging in Bizidlo, gloves cleanly, and throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Perry here in the first inning. How about that? We got a bat dog out on the field. Seen that a couple times this summer. That is very awesome. Started its way out in minor league baseball and has made its way to the Northwoods League this summer. Daylon Adderley will occupy the three hole today for Chris Krepplin. Played left field yesterday, 1-for-4 with a double. The first pitch from Perry. Fastball missing downstairs for ball one. The right-hander this past spring at Colorado State Pueblo, 16 outings. He had two starts. Predominantly worked out of the bullpen, though. The 1-0 fastball popped up in the air, right side of the infield. Cashel Duggar calling off everyone in the area to make the catch and retire the side. Nick Perry in his first start works a 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning. We head to the second, nothing-nothing to score right here from Capital Credit Union Park on WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these so...
Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
5-6-7 leading off the top of the second here in Ashwaubenon. Walker Buchanan, Cashel Duggar, and Tommy Gulbranson against Landon Victorian. First pitch of the frame from the young right-hander catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Nothing to score. Andy Ockham for Rafters Baseball on the road for the second to last time this summer. The 0-1, breaking ball missing downstairs to even the count. Buchanan hit fifth and left field yesterday as well, reached three different times. Had an RBI single in the first inning to get the scoring started. The 1-1, fastball swung on and missed, count now a ball and two strikes. 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning for Nick Perry in his first start of the summer. Just five pitches needed for the right-hander. Saw a three-pitch inning yesterday from Noah Marschke in the fifth. The 1-2 heater misses upstairs. It was the two Noahs pitching yesterday, Marschke and Willingham. See how many arms are needed for Wisconsin Rapids this afternoon. 2-2 fastball missing low. Buchanan's worked the count full. Looking to avoid a sweep here on the road. These two teams played four times in June, four times in July, and they're going to play four times in August. 4-0 in July were the Raptors, 4-0 in June were the Rockers as the 3-2 breaking ball tapped foul right near the Green Bay dugout. So unfortunately for Wisconsin Rapids, if the trend holds, if you win one matchup against one another in the month, you're going to win them all. So Wisconsin Rapids looking to avoid the sweep here today. They do see Green Bay to finish out the season next week, Friday and Saturday. The next 3-2, he got him swinging. Off speed for Victorian is his third punch out of the ballgame. Cashel Duggar did the catching yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids, hitting six like he's doing here today. Cashel singled and scored to begin that lengthy second inning. Also drew a seven-pitch walk later in the frame. His last time aboard was on an error in the fourth inning. Torian out of the windup. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Duggar. Fastball missing downstairs for ball one. The Bold, Harms, and Matthews do up in the second inning. The 1-0. Fastball missing low and away. Two balls, no strikes to the count. Dakota Crumbly, the right-hander, warming up in the Rafter bullpen, getting loose.
Twitter.
Was up in the bullpen for a little bit in yesterday's game. The 2-0. Catching the top of the zone, working arm side there is Victorian to make it 2-0. For a long pause, the 2-1 hits that exact same spot away and up for a called strike from the home plate umpire Ryan Starks to make it 2-2. Duggar going to have to go after anything close here. Finishing off his freshman season at UCLA this past spring, looking forward to year two. It's the 2-2, got him chasing the high cheddar. Just like an inning ago, two up, two down for Victorian, both by way of the K. It'll bring up Tommy Goldbranson.
Hey fans, it's time for the Bud Light Beer Matter. If this Beck Matter strikes out, you will get half-press 10 beer until the end of the game.
The Chapman University products, 0 for his first 7 since joining the team last week. This is his fourth game played in, and his second start. Yeah, righty on righty battle here. Goldbranson just announced as the beer batter here this afternoon in Green Bay. First pitch from Victorian. Fast ball upstairs, fouled back to the netting by Goldbranson. On deck is Joey Bazidlo, then it's Christian Webb.
Strike one on the Bud Light beer batter. You're 2 strikes away from that half-price tap beer. Let me hear you.
Wisconsin Rapids has the lone hit in the ballgame, that being a two-out single from Orlando Lordoy. The 0-1 breaking ball rolled over on the ground to third base. Lane Allen fields the bouncing ball and throws to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 top of the second for Landon Victorian. To the home half we go from Capital Credit Union Park right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer: coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Nick Perry gets just 5 pitches this afternoon. We have an early call to the bullpen for Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears. That is the right-hander from Walter State Community College, Dakota Crumbly. 4-5-6 in this inning for Green Bay. The first delivery to Jake Bold is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Andy Ockham on WFHR welcoming you back into the broadcast booth. As always, Raptors baseball, game 64 of our 70-game slate this summer. The 1-0 pitch, middle-middle fastball that's in there to make it 1-1. Two outings for Crumbly since joining the team right after the All-Star break. He last worked an inning and a third at home against Wausau in that 17-3 loss on July 31st. On one fastball, misses down at the ankles for ball two. In that inning and a third, Crumbly allowed two hits, two earned runs, walked one, and struck out two, facing eight hitters. Made his debut in the Northwoods League and with the team back on the 26th at Moonlight Graham Field. 2-1 pitch popped up right in front of home plate. Christian Webb ditches the mask, but it's Dakota Crumbly calling off the backstop to make the catch for the first out of the inning. As I mentioned, five tosses for Nick Perry. He did not allow a hit, a run, a walk, or a strikeout. It was a line out, a ground out, and a pop out to the first baseman, Cashel Duggar, for Perry, and that's all he gets this afternoon. It's the left-handed hitting right fielder Nick Harms into the batter's box. Harms hit fifth and played right yesterday as well, went 0-for-3 in four plate appearances, drawing a walk and scoring in that eight-run sixth frame. First pitch from Crumbly, fouled away down the first base side. Crumbly from Jackson, Georgia, going to help out this bullpen, especially down the stretch to close out the regular season. Peers into Webb, has his signals, comes set for the 0-1. Missing downstairs to even the count and a ball and a strike. No runs on a hit, no errors for Rapids, no runs, no hits, no errors for Green Bay. A two-run single, two-out single, pardon me, and the first from Orlando Lordoy being the only hit in the contest. The 1-1. Fastball missing up and away, two balls and a strike, the count now. Arms playing in his 50th game of the summer this afternoon as he takes a 2-1 fastball outside. 3-1 the count. Arms a 317 hitter in those first 49 games. Last hit he collected was a part of a four-hit game against Madison back on August 2nd and a 13-10 rocker loss. 3-1 fastball on the outside corner, dotted by Crumbly for a called strike. The count is now full. 9 round trippers on the season for Harms. He's collected two of those against Wisconsin Rapids. He's driven in 34 runs as well. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count. 1 out, the payoff. That one misses up and away for ball 4. 6-pitch walk to Harms. Green Bay's got their first base runner of the ball game. Raptor fans, this summer, your place to stay in the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Taya Matthews not in the lineup yesterday. Back to playing first base for Chris Krepling here today. First pitch hit in the air center field. That sends Aiden Teal back, but the yard will hold this one in plenty. Teal makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Blade Carver played first base yesterday. Gets the nod to do the catching today in game 2 of the series. He'll climb into the right-handed batter's box to face Crumbly. Carver hit his second home run of the campaign along with a double yesterday, drove in 3 runs. Had a home run in his first game in the Northwoods League here at Capital Credit Union Park against Wausau in an 8-6 win on July 14th. Carver from Northern Oklahoma College in Denton, Texas, not too far from Nick Perry's hometown of Little Elm. Slide step, first delivery from Crumbly, a fastball that misses high. 11 runs driven in on the season for Carver, this being his 14th game with Green Bay. 12 hits and 42 at-bats. Crumbly's 1-0 pitch, a fastball bounced on the ground, a third glove by Degatti. He'll take it to second. That is an inning-ending 5-4 fielder's choice. Dakota Crumbly issues a 1-out walk, but it's left on the bases. Through 2 innings of play here in Ashwaubenon, Rafters nothing, Rockers nothing on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
.891 for the Rafters here in the top of the third inning from Capital Credit Union Park. Andy Ockham, locally grown radio, WFHR, back for another Rafters ball game this summer. Nothing our score, no runs on a hit, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, no runs, no hits, and no errors for Green Bay. As the first pitch of the inning from Landon Victorian to the second baseman Joey Bezidlo misses upstairs for ball one. Bezidlo, playing in his third game of the summer, is one for his first four. As he swings right through that 1-0 fastball to even the count. Bezidlo, a redshirt freshman from Eckerd College, got his first hit in the Northwoods League at home against Madison in a start a week ago today, Sunday, July 28th. So the 1-1 breaking ball misses up and away. Last game appeared in for Bezidlo, 0-for-1 and two plate appearances against Kalamazoo in that 7-6 victory on August 2nd. Scored a run and was walked. The 2-1 fastball misses inside for ball three on Bezidlo. It's Christian Webb on deck, Aiden Teal top of the order to follow. Wisconsin Rapids looking to get back to .500 overall in the season and avoid a sweep here on the road. The 3-1. Fastball missing low and inside for ball four. Some good speed on the bases to lead off this third inning. A five-pitch walk to Joey Bezidlo.
Raptor catcher number 8, Christian Webb.
The Decatur, Georgia native, Christian Webb into the right-handed batter's box. Third game and start for the catcher this summer since joining the team post-All-Star break. Two for his first seven as Webb last played against Kalamazoo in that 7-1 loss in game 2 on Friday. First pitch to Webb, breaking ball right in there for a called strike. Casso started game 1, Webb started game 2. So Cashel Duggar has not started behind the plate in 3 of the last 4 Rafter games. So much needed time off for the UCLA Bruin. Still in the lineup today at first base though is Cashel. Long pause for Victorian, 5 on the clock, the 0-1. Another off-speed delivery swung on and missed. It is nothing and two. Both of Webb's hits in the Northwoods League and with Wisconsin Rapids this summer came in his debut on the road at Wausau on July 30th. A couple of infield singles for the Faulkner product. No balls, two strikes the count. Bezidlo a good leadoff first being held on by Matthews. The payoff. Fastball missing upstairs. Back pick to first is not in time. Torian, that was his 44th pitch of the ball game. Rafters went with an opener, Nick Perry. Throwing the first inning, and it was Dakota Crumbly in inning 2. Six on the pitch clock, the 1-2 delivery. Misses down in the turf, Originally blocked by Carver, but it skips away. Advancing to second is Joey Bazidlo. Two balls, two strikes, the count, a runner in scoring position for the Rafter catcher with nobody away in the third. Torian in danger of giving up just his second earned run of the season. And time called from Carver. He'll head out to the mound to talk it up real quick with his right-hander prior to this 2-2 delivery.
And that was a quick trip to the mound. With order ahead from Quick Trip, you can have all your Quick Trip favorites ready and waiting for you to enter today's game. Quick Trip, proud supporter of your Green Bay Rockers.
Mound meeting adjourned, another 2-2 coming here to the Faulkner product, who, along with his Rafter teammate and college teammate Orlando Lordoy, got plenty of time at the NAIA level this past spring. Back to second twice for Victoria in the 2-2. High fastball that does not catch the zone. Count now full on Christian Webb. Looking to flip the car to the top with Aiden Teal, putting a couple on with nobody away. Also aiming to strike first in this one. The 3-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Lane Allen gobbles it up and throws to first, but it's high and it's off the glove of Mateo Matthews. Webb hitting the bag. He'll head to second. Bazidlo will stop at third. Go down as an E5. Runners are on second and third. Nobody out. Back to the top of the order with Aiden Teal.
Hey, fans, the Green Bay Rockers would like to thank Riverside Pizzeria for beating the teams today.
Teal went down swinging an inning ago, and now it's Ford Ladd, the Rocker pitching coach, making his way out to the mound. Once again, Rafter fans, you're looking to come to a ball game from out of town in this final week of the regular season. Your best place to stay overnight is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Golden chance here for Aiden Teal to break the scoreless tie in the top of inning three. Entering today, 33 games played in on the season for Teal, a .410 hitter, an OPS nearing 1,200, slugging over 700 at .713, and getting on base at a .482 clip. Torian back to the windup, first pitch to Teal. Fastball running up and inside, nearly hitting Aiden. He gets out of the way, count 1-0. Six-game hitting streak right now for Teal. After not reaching in his debut here at Capital Credit Union Park back at the end of June, Teal reached in 23 consecutive games. Victorian goes breaking ball in the 1-0, and it catches the zone low and away to even the count at a ball and a strike. Webb on second, Bazidlo on third. The 1-1. High fastball ripped in the air to right field, and it's going to be a base hit rolling to the wall. Both runners will score. Teal will put the brakes on at first base. It is a two-run single for the Mahwa Kid. Put the Rafters up 2-0. The 8-9 spots doing their jobs, getting on, getting over, and getting in, and the batter is Jorge Degatti. Degatti, a strikeout victim of Victorian back in the first inning. Victorian on that one swing, more earned runs allowed than he's given up all season entering today. The first pitch breaking ball to Jorge Degatti misses upstairs. Still nobody out in the frame. The heart and soul, the Rafter order coming around for the second time. Victorian set the 1-0. Fastball on the inside corner, that's called a strike. Now 16 pitches thrown in the inning for Victorian, so plenty of time to go before he hits that 35-pitch threshold. Dancing off first, Teal, he goes for second. Breaking ball in the air, center field. Teal diving into second, head first. He's going to have to retreat back to the bag. Catch made by Farney, throw to first base, not in time. It's a flyout for Jorge Degatti, and the first down of the inning brings up the left-handed hitting right fielder Orlando Lordoy. Teal looking for his 16th stolen base of the season. That'll have to wait. Able to get back just in time. Game number 12 for Lordoy here in a Raptor uniform. He's gone hitless in his last three games. Prior to that, first inning single with two down. Victorian set, middle of the slab. First pitch. Fastball fouled away beyond the grandstand covering here at Capital Credit Union Park. Count begins 0-1. Orlando Lordoy looking to the on-deck circle occupied by Chris Arroyo, asking what movement he saw from that from an outsider's point of view away from the box. Matthews holding on Teal at first, the 0-1. Off-speed on the outer edge, called a strike. Count quickly, nothing in two. No action in the Raptor bullpen, so it appears Dakota Crumbly will get a second inning this afternoon. Victorian's 0-2. Bounced in for ball one. Two spot here in the third inning. The second straight game, the Raptors strike first. After the second inning yesterday, the scoring stopped. Wisconsin Rapids only got one of their eight hits after inning two. That being a base hit to lead off the ninth inning from Jorge Degatti. 1-2 pitch, bounced on the ground to first in foul territory. Mateo Matthews gloves it near the bag, but is unable to bring it back into the field of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. Still more conversation with Lordoy and the Raptor DH in the on-deck circle, Chris Arroyo. It's good to see these guys communicating, even after seeing a different pitcher or the same arm, for that matter, a second time around. Some pitchers will use their full arsenal the first time around, and I know other guys will hold off a couple of off-speed pitches until they see the order again, not wanting to give them a similar look that they'll see in at-bat number one versus, say, at-bat number three. It's the 1-2 high fastball fouled away down the third base side.
Hey, that's a foul ball brought to you by Tri-City.
I always know when I pitched, and granted, not at the level these guys have been at. Only played a couple of years in collegiate baseball, but once I got so confident in my curveball and slider, I would really hold off one of the two until the second or third time around. 1-2, runner takes off, line drive into right field, coming in on it. Harms is going to have to play it on a bounce, and it caroms away from him. And because of that, Aiden Teal is going to get the pinwheel around third base, throw into second to try and get Lordoy is not in time. Aiden Teal scores. We'll see how it's scored. Either way, a runner is in scoring position again here for Wisconsin Rapids in the third inning, and it is 3-0. This is going to go down as a hit for Lordoy. Chris Arroyo, the batter, grounded out three unassisted to first base back an inning ago. You see Chris Krepling, the manager of the Rockers, out of the dugout to talk to the third base umpire, Henry Schmielwitz, who made that call at the second base bag. It's a close throw from Harms, tag applied by the shortstop, Sam Miller. As they're still going back and forth, we'll look around the Northwoods League. Top four from Homer Stryker Field. The two teams Wisconsin Rapids played out in Michigan this season are doing battle. Growlers leading the battle, Jacks 7-2. Lordoy leading off second, Arroyo climbing into the left-handed batter's box. Victorian set. The first pitch. Off-speed on the outer edge, called a strike. 3-0 from Herr Baker Field in the top of the fourth inning on ESPN Plus. The La Crosse Loggers, three runs on a hit, leading Fond du Lac, and the Spiders have not gotten a knock yet through three innings. The same score that we have right here, three runs all in this inning. More runs than Landon Victorian has given up this inning compared to the entire season in his first 14 and two-thirds innings pitched prior to today. 0-1 fastball swung on and missed, count nothing and two on Arroyo. Top three at Moonlight Graham Field, a Great Lakes East versus Great Lakes West battle. The Rockford Rivets and the Lakeshore Chinooks are knotted up at two apiece. Set is Victorian, the 0-2. Breaking ball hit in the air, foul territory, third base side. Shading the sun is Lane Allen, losing it near the Rocker bullpen. It'll bounce foul. We will do the 0-2 again. Top two in Kenosha, the Kingfish. Nothing in the Traverse City Pit Spitters, nothing. Traverse City entering today at 19-11. That Great Lakes East second half spot, a chase at the top between Traverse City and Kalamazoo. The Growlers entering today at 18 wins and 11 losses. Kenosha at 13-16. Out of the pack at this moment. Victorian still looking in for his signs from the catcher, Blade Carver. Comes set. Gives a look to Lordoy at second, being held on by Sam Miller. The 0-2. Misses upstairs for ball one. 2:05 start, so in just about 15 minutes from Carson Park in Eau Claire, the Express welcoming in the Thunder Bay Border Cats. Eau Claire, four games above 500 and half number two at 16-12. Thunder Bay at 15 wins and 13 losses. Victorians 1-2. Fastball missing up and away to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. At 4:05 Central from Joe Faber Field, the St. Cloud Rocks hosting the Badlands Big Sticks, a game being resumed from yesterday. 8-8 the score. At 4:05 Central as well, the Minot Hot Tots from Corbett Field hosting the Bismarck Larks. Bismarck at 11 wins and 16 losses in the second half, Minot at 12-15. 5:05 sees the Duluth Huskies make the trek to Iowa at Riverfront Stadium to take on the Waterloo Bucks. No posted starter for Duluth yet, and for Waterloo, it's Christian Prohl. 2-2, got him swinging. Arroyo down on strikes. That is out number two in this inning. It'll bring up Walker Buchanan.
Got it. Left fielder, number 22, Walker Buchanan.
So it is a single for Lordoy, advancing to second on an error. Second error of the inning. For Victorian, only one of these three runs so far are earned. First pitch breaking ball catches the top of the zone of Buchanan for a called strike. Walker, the seventh hitter in the box this inning for Wisconsin Rapids, went down swinging against Victorian as the leadoff batter an inning ago. The 0-1. Fastball ripped foul down the left field line. For Victorian, this will be his 33rd pitch of the inning. It's a pretty big one. He only has two more to work with, otherwise he cannot return to this ball game. Right-hander set, a good lead for Lordoy off second, the 0-2. Breaking ball in the air, left field. Mansfield coming in on it to make the catch and retire the side. Wisconsin Rapids scores three times. Two errors committed by Green Bay. They leave one on and collect a singular knock. 3-0 the score as we head to the bottom of the third from Capital Credit Union Park. 8-9-1 due up for Green Bay right here on WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to. Or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but pre-diabetes does, with early...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom three, and the Rafters have a 3-0 lead over the Green Bay Rockers from Capital Credit Union Park. Dakota Crumbly back on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch fastball to Peyton Mansfield on the inside corner is called a strike. Andy Ockerman turning to you here on WFHR, game two of a two-game series between the Rafters and Rockers here in Ashwaubenon. A one pitch missing downstairs. All three Raptor runs coming in this top of the third inning. 7 sent to the plate. RBI knock from Aiden Teal and Orlando Lordoy. Teal now a hit in 7 straight games. The 1-1 fastball missing low and inside for ball two. Mansfield from Jacksonville State University from Jacksonville, Illinois. Playing in his 37th game of the summer, a .221 hitter and 113 at-bats. Did not play in game one yesterday. The 2-1. Fastball tapped foul right to the Raptor on-deck circle. I should say Rocker on-deck circle being occupied by Seth Farney. Another Rocker who did not play yesterday. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count. Nobody down in the bottom of the third. So Dakota Crumbly gets an extra inning on the mound. Nick Perry is the opener, only threw 5 pitches. Day 1-2-3, home half the first. The 2-2 misses up and in for ball three. 3 runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, no hits, and 2 errors for Green Bay, both coming in this top of the third inning. The full count delivery home from the Raptor right-hander. Fastball ripped in the air center field. Sends Aiden Teal back a couple of steps to make the catch. Seth Farney. A switch hitting outfielder who, despite having a right-hander on the mound, will hit from the right side.
Next batter, center fielder number 4.
Spent his freshman year at Ole Miss, committed to Campbell for his sophomore season this upcoming year. First pitch, fastball, middle from Crumbly. Count begins 0-1. Now 40 games played in on the season for Farney. He's a 197 hitter. Last game played in at Madison on the 2nd went 0-2. 3 straight games without a hit. The last time he got a knock was at Wausau on the 28th. As an 0-1 breaking ball misses up and in. Farney, an OPS of 709 on the season, slugging .336, getting on base at a .373 clip. 3 homers and 18 runs driven in. The 1-1 fastball, catching the knees, working middle of the zone is Crumbly to make it a 1-2 count. Wisconsin Rapids will bring up the 6-7-8 spots when we get to the top of the fourth. Cashel Duggar, Tommy Gulbranson, and Joey Bizitlo. Crumbly gets his signs from Webb and comes set. The 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. 2 up, 2 down for Crumbly. That's his first punch out of the ball game, and it comes in the bottom of the third. We head back to the top of the Green Bay order with the third baseman, Lane Allen.
Third baseman number 15, Lane Allen.
Allen now in a 4-game hitting streak, lined out to the shortstop, Tommy Gulbranson, back in the bottom of the first. Has also scored a run in 3 straight games, scoring twice at Madison on the 2nd. Crumbly set, first pitch fastball right in there for a called strike. Crumbly threw 13 pitches in the 2nd inning. Going to throw his 12th here in the 3rd. Faced 1 over the minimum, walked Nick Harms on 6 pitches with 1 out last inning. 0-1, bounced on the ground, in the hole to short, diving Gulbranson, it gets under his glove. Is the first hit of the ball game for Green Bay, a 2-out single from Lane Allen. Now 5 straight games with a knock for the Blinn College product.
Thank you.
Sam Miller, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native, now playing in 59 games on the season. Grounded out to second base and Joey Bezidlo an inning ago. Grumbly set, first pitch. This is upstairs for ball one. Miller 0 for 3 yesterday with a run scored. He had drawn a walk back in inning 6. That coming against Noah Marschke. The 1-0 fastball misses up and